Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch, Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadej, at the age of 88, is a stunning blow for the kingdom of 67 million people, most of whom have known no other sovereign. Reporter Ron Corbin tells us he was very popular among his people, especially in rural areas.
What he did over a long period of time was to travel throughout the country and to villages and to meeting people, promoting development projects and programs. He was known as one who was with a science degree. He was very close to the people, especially in the early years of his reign.
70th anniversary of Bhumibol's ascension was celebrated in Thailand on June 9th. His son, an heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. The king had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years at a Bangkok hospital. Nigerian officials say 21 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have now been released. Kidnapped nearly 300 of the girls, Boko Haram did, from a secondary school in the Borno State town of Chibok, April of 2014. Dozens escaped, but 219 remain captive. U.S. military says it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Wednesday was the 16th anniversary of the terror attack in Yemen that killed 17 American sailors. This is VOA News.